Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Let's talk about a conversation that needs to be had in South Africa, and it is obviously a critical one because heart disease is a significant problem, and we will be talking about that in just one moment, as we will when we speak to our guest. Before we do that, let me tell you that you can discover the delightful symphony of flavors at Friends Bakery in Sandringham. Every Friday, indulge in fresh baked flavored challahs like za'atar, homemade and classic loaves. Try the Friends Bakery new pretzel challah and you'll be a fan for life. All you need to do is place your order via WhatsApp on 076-108-0085 and taste the difference. Visit Friends Bakery in Sandringham today and treat your taste buds to something extraordinary. It is 8:37. Heart disease is one of South Africa's biggest killers. And to many people, unfortunately, well, they find out after the heart attack or stroke. Today, we're talking about a new large-scale cardiovascular screening drive. And that's rolling out at a primary care level. With us is Dr. David Jankelo. He's a cardiologist. He's the past president of SA Heart. And Mandy Fine, who's a non-executive board member at SA Heart, as she's also CEO of Fine and Fine for Good. We're going to unpack why this matters, who it helps, and that includes the high risks. Who are they? And what each of us can do today. Mandy and David, thank you both for joining us. David, let's just start with you. Was there an enough is enough moment that pushed you to launch the screening at scale rather than one clinic or one person at a time?
Well, thank you, Howard, and good morning to your listeners, and thank you for the opportunity. There wasn't an enough or enough moment, but the South African Heart Association's mission and vision is cardiovascular care for all living in our beautiful country. Mm-hmm. And we were looking for projects to show that we, as an association, are trying to make a difference. We don't want to be an association-centric organization that we're representing purely 300-400 members who work in heart health. Really, our customers are 62 or 63 million South Africans.
Right.
And if I can give you, if I could give you some background on how this came about.
Sure.
The founder of Nando's, Robbie Brosen, gave the keynote closing talk at our Congress 2 years ago. And just in passing, his talk was called We the People, which is the preamble to the Constitution. And many of you know that Robbie is a trustee of the Constitutional Court, but Robbie believes that we the people need to fix the country. We can't wait for anyone else. And just in passing, Mandy, who really is the strategic genius of this whole program, I must say that from the outset, we had a cup of coffee with Robbie, and he told us that he's working with Anglo-American Josie Majosi and the taxi associations, where they put a driving academy together and a free eye testing laboratory. He also just told us that when you meet the taxi drivers, you might get frustrated with them in the traffic, but they're really, his words were, they're good oaks. They're just trying to earn a living.
Right.
And but they have high stress, obesity, hypertension, sedentary lifestyle, diabetes.
Okay, look, a lot of us have got high stress from the taxi drivers, hey? I'm just saying. But probably that's not the issue. No.
These are our new good friends, you know.
Right, exactly. I'm joking.
Mandy and I looked at each other. The aha moment is when we looked at each other and said, this is the ideal project to actually get into. And
amazing.
The South African Heart Association is a member of the World Heart Federation. On the 29th of September, every single year is World Heart Day. And in collaboration with World Heart Day, which we did last September, and we did it yesterday for World Heart Day at Baragwanath, the Soweto taxi rank, we screened literally hundreds of taxi drivers and commuters with an AI technology to gather their vitals. And we used their screening data and a questionnaire about their lifestyles to create personalized songs with positive heart health messages. But maybe Mandy can actually
yeah,
expand
I was gonna
on
say,
it because she really is the strategic genius
wow.
of this.
Mandy, that sounds so cool. So where does SA Heart sort of plug into this? Give me, is this a formal SA Heart initiative? It's a coalition. What exactly are we looking at?
Good morning. Yes, so SA Heart has been very fortunate to be able to collaborate on this project with an amazing team. We have got partners that are working with us on the screening, from Anglo American to Cipla and Abbey, who've provided the AI screening technology. WITS University have helped us with their students who are doing the screenings, their biotech students. Betway Cares is the funder and key partner in this. And yesterday, we had Lucas Radebe at the taxi rank working with drivers around
Beautiful.
Exercising. Josie Majosi. And then the creative genius is not me, it's Nahana Foundation, along with the Nahana team of agencies. We came up with this amazing idea of using another piece of AI which generates individualized music in the style of Maskandi, which is a Zulu type of music, very, very popular. And each driver gets their own song based on their heart health parameters and a number of questions that they answer about their lifestyle, like exercise and diet. And then they play that song in their taxi. So I think the innovation of this campaign is that we are screening a few drivers, well, many, but we obviously can't get to the whole country, but we can get to hundreds and thousands and millions of commuters through music and above-the-line communication, driving all of these individuals to have regular heart screening and prevent
yes.
cardiovascular disease.
So what does the screening entail, for example, that you did yesterday?
So we're using this innovative piece of technology called Abbey. Last year we used a different piece of technology, but we're testing different, very quick AI-driven technologies. Yesterday, drivers stood on an Abbey device, which is like a scale with two handles. They hold the handles, and it measures a number of vitals immediately. So super quick and super efficient, and well, and tested FDA approved and SAHPRA approved technology. And then there's a back end that we are capturing all that data immediately. And then the second piece of technology is an AI piece of technology that creates the songs in the back end. So what we're trying to do is democratize screening, so it's quick, easy, and efficient. We also tested glucose and cholesterol in the traditional way with a finger prick test, because those are key markers as well for disease and cardiovascular and metabolic health. So we're trying to get more efficient, and I think the objective is really democratizing healthcare.
Right. And what happens if somebody was screened? Maybe it's David. Maybe David can answer this. Somebody is screened and they find that their blood
sure.
pressure is maybe too high, or their cholesterol is at a dangerous level. Diabetic, you know, what happens then?
So we had four or five caravans where the WITS sports science students were doing the screening, and there were three cardiologists, myself and Professor Rashuka Miel and Dr. Martin Impe, who's the president of SA Heart. We really sat from 9 o'clock in the morning till 3 o'clock, where the students were concerned about abnormal vitals or elevated blood pressures or high sugars. And what we did is we must have referred approximately 40 of those individuals out of hundreds that we screened either to hospital or local clinics. But I'd just like to just tell you, as a background to this, heart disease is the biggest killer in the world, and that's why people need to be screened. Prevention is better than cure. And Heart disease kills approximately 215 to 230 people every single day in this country, and probably 80% of heart disease is preventable. So we're bringing an awareness to individuals that their parameters are out, but we also actually are giving them advice. Our sports science partners under Wits University and Professor Georgia Torres created a little infographic for simple exercises that the taxi drivers can do at their taxi and at the taxi rank. So it's a little circuit, walk around the taxi five times one way, walk around the other way, then do simple exercises, push-ups against the bonnet, some squats, then walk again, and it's another circuit of two or three exercises. And our dietitians created an infographic about simple dietary choices that are actually cheap and can be implementable, because these drivers will eat anything that they can while on the go. Their diet is full of sugar and carbs, and we try and encourage them not to drink fizzy drinks, fried foods. But I was actually amazed at the Barragana taxi rank yesterday, and that actually is the busiest taxi hub in the whole of Africa. There's vendors, some are frying foods and burgers and boerewors, but actually there's lots of healthy options. There's tomatoes, cucumbers, vegetables, fruit. So there's options for them, and we're trying to actually change the narrative. The dream for us is that maybe in a year or a few years' time, that the taxi drivers all arrive and they say that the South African Heart Association said, I mustn't sleep in the taxi. I must get out and walk and do my exercises. I must drink water and eat flame-grilled meats, which are available over there. So we're trying to change the narrative. And as Mandy said, the beauty and the magic of it is the personalized song with positive health messages that they can actually spread the word amongst their own communities.
Yeah, and it's so interesting, because the minute somebody experiences something like this, generally they'll go home, talk to family or talk to friends, and the spread of this conversation then ultimately becomes almost exponential. Mandy, if there was one message that you want to get across to South Africans, what is that message?
Well, I think it really is about living a healthy life. We all live stressed lives, Johannesburg and South Africa. You know, we have huge stresses, and it's easy to do the easiest thing. Healthy food and exercise are not easy. De-stressing is something we have to build into our lifestyles. And particularly the taxi driver kind of community and communities that don't have access to healthcare, they don't have the education and information that about healthy living. And what I really, really wish is that we all have the information we need to live the healthiest lives.
And David, that information, what do we need? What are the numbers that we need to know? Blood pressure, sugar. What is it that all of us should know in terms of our own health?
First of all, everyone should understand what their own kind of composite of risk factors are. You should have your blood pressure checked, and normal blood pressure is, well, the definition of hypertension is persistently above 140/90. But so if blood pressures are elevated, you need to go to your family practitioner and have it repeated. One should do a blood glucose. We were using random finger prick testing, and normal random glucose is less than 7.8. Diabetic is greater than 11.1, and inconclusive is between 7.8 to 11. So people should check their blood glucose, and cholesterol is important. Persistently above 5 is elevated. And so we know that from all the trials that the lower you get your cholesterol, every 1 point you lower it, and it doesn't matter how you lower it, every 1 point reduction in cholesterol leads to a relative reduction in events of approximately 22%. But I just want to tell you the biggest, one of the biggest findings in this campaign is that in the past screenings that we've done, 75% of individuals were either overweight or obese. And that's actually why we want to change the narrative, to change the diet, get them exercising. And we want to change the heart health habits of South Africa. That's what we'd like to do.
Absolutely incredible. I am really blown away by this. I think it is it's so powerful in so many ways. It's not just complaining, it's getting out there and doing something, actively changing lives, saving lives, and spreading a positive message, not doing it in the finger wagging way. Well done to you guys, and I wish you all the success. I wish us all the success, because this is a project that really can make a difference. David Giancolo, Mandy Fine, thank you for all you're doing.